Greetings in the name of Jesus to everyone. Anyhow, what I have prepared, you might think I'm getting off of the track, but would you just please stick with me? I'm often blessed with the things that God does. It causes me to see the greatness of God, the power of God's voice. I'm going to read a little bit out of Psalm 29, the Psalm of David. Verse 1, a Psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Today, in our world that we live in, it seems to me that we have a current or a river of that is flowing, roaring by us. Verse 3, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Anyhow, in this roaring stream that is going by us, I can sit in the cleft of the rock and have peace. Today, like never before in my life, this stream is roaring worse than ever. I think God speaks. We hear God speaking through the thunder that we hear. It is the voice of God. It talks to people. It talks to me. It talks to the sinner. When the earthquakes occur in our country, in the world, God is speaking. It tells me that God is in control. He never changes. Do I have to worry about it? No. In all this, I can sit in the cleft of the rock and let it rumble around me. It says in Psalm 29:8, the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. I want just to remind us in Isaiah 48:13, God says, mine hand has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. And then I thought of Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, or all things that were created by him. For by him all things consist, including the airwaves that we that we see pictures on, that we send messages, that we ride airplanes on, The dial is in God's hand. I had to think of the power of God when he changed the languages of the Tower of Babel. He had a purpose. He scattered the population. If God would turn the dial one notch, everything would be disrupted in this world. All the frequencies would be different for what you're used to. You couldn't fly an airplane. You couldn't talk to your friends across the country. But you know what? We don't have anything that God didn't make. Nothing. The wood that we build houses with, the airwaves were created. God made them. Man has learned to harness them. The waters support our boats that we ride on, or whatever our roads are built out of. We dig it out of the earth, process it, and it becomes a highway, concrete, asphalt. Why am I saying all this? I think we need to understand who God is and what he can do, what he has already done for us. So I can sit in the cleft of the rock and say, that's fine. That's okay. It gives me peace to trust in a creator like that that can do more. He's not near finished. We'll talk more about that. In our season that we live in, we are celebrating the advent of the King of Peace. The Bible says in Galatians that in the fullness of time, God sent his Son. He had a plan. He has more plans. We can see the power of God in sending a little baby from heaven and becoming a man. That's unbelievable for the human mind. Okay, when he grew up, he took upon himself to die for us, our sins, and there's more. So I can sit in the cleft of the rock and believe, take God at his word. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, it is almost like an extension. It is an extension of the advent of Jesus' coming. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. This is Jesus speaking. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Just a little bit later, Jesus said, I'm going back to my Father. I will come again. In the meantime, I can sit in the cleft of the rock and take God at his word, and it brings me peace, because I know now that I am forgiven. I am part of his kingdom, And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep my heart and your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Is it simple? Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith. Can't get any more simple than that. That's like sitting in the cleft of the rock and letting the stream of the world go by us. Zoom. But we're there in the presence of God. He has forgiven us. And having made peace, Colossians 1:20, through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in heaven and in earth. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19. Here is the beginning of the end, as it were. And I love these stories. Verse 1, and after these things, John is speaking, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he has judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Okay, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that it with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of God of Almighty. Verse 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river. Verse 1. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work, as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth come. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this, God shall take away his part of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. This is endless peace. It'll go on and on and on. The rivers of evil has been stopped. So there, that's why we sat in the cleft of the rock, believing God, putting our whole trust in him for life and for death. Praise the Lord. Jesus said he will come. It won't happen. It will take place. That is peace. It's not the end of peace. This is the last advent of peace. It will never, ever fail. Thank you for your attention.